奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, study the Bible together.
今天晚上一起来查考，让主耶稣感到稀奇的信心。
And tonight we're going to study the Lord marvel at the great faith as for mutual encouragement.
这是要根据我们读经进度《路加福音》里面的一个事件来谈谈信心的问题。
And this is according to our Bible study reading in Luke and is concerning faith.
我们最近从1月1号开始读《路加福音》。
And starting from January 1st, we're studying the book of Luke.
所以今天是读第七章。
And today we're studying chapter 7.
每一天都读一章，然后慢慢去思考，这里面神所留给我们的道理。
And every day we read a chapter and we meditate on the word of God.
路加福音里面有几个特色。
And the book of Luke have some unique characteristics.
他强调一开始就强调这是圣灵的工作。
In the beginning, it mentioned about the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在路加福音里面很强调被圣灵充满，求圣灵的帮助。
And so Luke emphasized being filled with the Holy Spirit and having help from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要祈求圣灵。
That we need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
然后有圣灵的工作，我们需要祷告。所以主耶稣很多地方在路加福音强调他在工作当中祷告。
And we
工作完之后也祷告。
We need to pray with the Holy for the Holy Spirit in terms of doing holy work.
所以祷告也是一个很重要的主题。
And so, prayer is also a key point in this book.
那另外在路加福音里面的特色就是他很强调信心。
And another point is that emphasize on faith.
他很多次记载有关于信心的，出于信心所产生的神迹，以及主耶稣对有关于信心的教导。
And many times it records miracles that happened according to faith and teachings that are related to faith.
我们都知道路加福音第一章第四节说，他读完这个书卷路加福音目的就是要让我们知道我们所学的这个道理，这个主耶稣的这个福音是真实的。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 4 it says that so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught.
因为当时候这个提亚菲罗他是没有亲眼看过耶稣基督的一个人物啊。
Because that time there was a person that has not seen Jesus himself.
也就是说路加写信给这个提亚菲罗这个大人他这个人他是没有看过耶稣的。
And that Luke had wrote this letter to Theophilus and he has not seen Jesus.
但是路加希望说他读完他所写的这个书以后，他很相信主耶稣的福音。
And Luke hoped that after he had written this letter that he will believe in the gospel.
他能够对主产生信心。
That he will have faith towards Jesus.
他能够接下来跟着作为主耶稣的门徒跟从主。
And so that he may become a follower of Christ.
所以如果看路加福音第一章的时候，一开始你就看到那个撒加利亚他不相信天使所给他的信息，结果他就变哑巴。
And so we read that in chapter 1, Zechariah did not believe the message from the Holy Spirit, and he became mute.
哑巴的时间就是他的妻子怀孕的这段时间。
And during this time was when his wife was pregnant.
但是反过来，这个玛利亚，她就相信主借着天使所说的话。
On the other hand, Mary believed the words that were spoken through the angel.
所以一章的第四十五节。
So in chapter 1, verse 45,
这个相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都是要应验的。
Blessed is though that who believes and that the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
一开始她就提到了这信跟不信的对比。
And so in the beginning, there is a contrast between faith and unbelieving ones.
所以如果相信的不相信的，这个是在主面前是有不一样的结果。
And so those who believe and those who do not believe have a different result in front of God.
然后到了第五章以后
，And in chapter 5,
我们就开始看到主耶稣他行了许多神迹，跟人的信心有关系的。
We can see that he had performed many miracles that were according to their faith.
第五章你就看到那个瘫子被四个人抬来到主耶稣面前。
And we can see that Jesus heals a paralytic.
第五章二十节，主耶稣看到他们的信心。
In chapter 5 verse 20, he saw their faith.
就对这个瘫子说，你的罪赦了。
And he said to the paralytic, friend, your sins are forgiven.
特别强调他们的信心。
And this emphasized on their faith.
到第七章的时候。
And in chapter 7.
我们先看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第七章看第九节。
Verse 9.
这是这个百夫长他的信心。
This is the faith of the centurion.
第九节，耶稣听见这话，就稀奇，他转身对跟随的众人说：“我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。”
Verse 9, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel."
这个百夫长有一个信心，是让主耶稣觉得非常稀奇的。
And this centurion has a faith that Jesus was marveled at.
因为主耶稣说，在以色列当中也没有看过这样的信心。
Because Jesus said that he has not found such great faith even in Israel.
那显然这个百夫长他不是以色列人，他是外邦人。
And it shows that the centurion is not an Israelite and that he is a non-believer.
但是这个外邦人呢，这个 Gentile， 这个外邦人他反而对耶稣这么有信心。
But this Gentile has great faith towards Jesus.
可是主耶稣他自己的家乡人却对他不信呢。
But that people from his own town did not believe.
哦，所以。我们在读路加福音第四章的时候，我们发现主耶稣他读完圣经，然后跟众人说：“你看，这个以赛亚预言的这个救主弥赛亚，就是你们今天听到了，应验在主的身上了。”
And so in chapter 4, when Jesus said that, the prophesied Messiah is in front of you.
但是他们当时虽然很稀奇主讲的话，可是后来不信。
Even though they marveled at the things that Jesus was saying, but they did not believe.
所以。他们的不信让主耶稣也觉得很讶异，说实在的。
So even Jesus was shocked at their unbelief.
我们如果看马可福音第六章
，If we look at Mark chapter six，
我们就发现说主耶稣觉得很稀奇的事情是，有的时候是人信，有时候是人不信，竟然不信。
And that we can see that from Mark chapter six, sometimes Jesus is marveled at the unbelief and the belief.
我们看六章的第六节。
Let's look at chapter six, verse six.
我们如果从第四节开始读好了。
If we read starting from chapter four, verse 4.
马可六章四节。
Mark 6:4.
耶稣对他们说：“大凡先知，除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。”
Four. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, in his own house, is a prophet without honor."
第五节，耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能了，不过按手在几个人病人身上治好他们。
5. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them.
第六节，他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
And 6. He was amazed at their lack of faith.
他非常的惊讶，说这些他拿撒勒这些同乡的人竟然不信。
That he was very, very amazed that people from his hometown, the Nazareth people, did not believe.
就对照说，哇，这个百夫长，这个外邦人。他既然有这么大的信心，让主耶稣觉得非常的惊讶。
And this contrast to this Gentile, the centurion that has a great faith, and Jesus marveled at his faith.
那在路加福音第七章接下去，他就又记载一个有罪的女人。
And continuing Luke chapter 7, records about a sinful woman.
那这个有罪的女人，她也有一个很大的信心。
And this sinful woman also has great faith.
她的信心让主耶稣说：“你的信救了你，你可以平安回家。你的罪被赦免了。”
Because of this, because of her faith, Jesus has said to her, "Your sins are forgiven."
到第八章，我们就看到那个患十二年血肉的这个妇人，也是因着信，也是因为信心得到医治，得到恩典。
And in chapter 8, we also see a woman who was very ill that she was healed because of her sickness.
一样，主耶稣跟她说：“你的信救了你。”
And Jesus said the same thing that your faith has saved you.
好，然后到了第十七章。
And in chapter 17,
外邦的这个撒玛利亚人，这个长大麻风这个撒玛利亚人
，There is a Gentile, a Samaritan woman who was
这是一个长大麻风的人。
There's a person inflicted with leprosy.
他被主耶稣医治之后，他回来感谢主。
And after this person was healed, he came back and gave thanks to God.
然后主耶稣也跟他说：“你的信救了你。”
He gave thanks to Jesus, and Jesus said that your faith has healed you.
所以你也可以平平安的回去了。
And that you can also live in peace.
这个要强调他的信心。
And this also emphasized on his faith.
然后到第十八章，我们看到这个耶利哥城那个瞎子。
And in chapter 18, we see a blind beggar.
那个瞎眼的也是有信心，得到主耶稣的称赞。
And this person, because he has faith, and he was praised by Jesus.
然后这个都在所以路加福音里面，他用在强调这个信心。那是重点。
And so, in the book of Luke, faith is a key point.
所以我们今天晚上从第五章、第七章这 几个神迹来看看这个信心的问题。
And so today, tonight, we're going to study from Luke chapter 5 and look on the issue of faith.
让我们可以更了解什么叫做确实的信心。
So that we can better understand what is a steadfast faith.
那我们怎么样把这样的信心应用在我们的生活里面
？And how we can apply this faith in our daily lives?
因为我们现在的生活，我们离不开信心的。
Because today's life, we need to have faith.
我们不管是遇到生病、遇到困难、遇到生活上任何需要求主来帮助我们的，都跟信心有关系。
It doesn't matter what we encounter in life, whether it is illness or troubles, we need to have faith.
所以信心是我们信仰的一个重点、一个基础。
And so faith is a foundation of our faith.
我们要对主的信心有正确的认识。
And that we need to have a clear and correct understanding of faith.
那我们知道说什么叫做有信，什么叫做没有信心。
So that we know what is belief and unbelief.
我们现在看第七章。
So let us look at chapter 7.
来看百夫长的信心，让主耶稣觉得很惊讶这整个过程。
Let's look at the process of the faith of the centurion.
七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
这个百夫长所宝贵的仆人生病，快要死了。
There is a centurion servant whom his master valued highly was sick and about to die.
百夫长他听到风闻到耶稣的事情，他就托犹太人的几个长老要去求耶稣来救他的仆人。
The centurion heard of Jesus and some elders of the Jews who asked him to come and heal his servant.
所以这个百夫长他是听到耶稣的事而已啊，听过。
And so the centurion only have heard of Jesus.
那表示说他听到主耶稣是有能力，而且是有慈悲怜悯可以。
He heard that Jesus was powerful and that he was merciful and that he could heal people.
那他自己没有去找主耶稣。
And that he did not go seek for Jesus himself.
他拜托了几个犹太人的长老啊，去求主耶稣来救他的。
He has sent some elders of the Jews to ask and to plead for him to come.
第四节。
In verse 4,
这些长老到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说：“你给他行这事，是他所配得的。”
In verse 4, when they came to Jesus, they said, "This man deserves to have you do this."
因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。
Because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue.
那这里就说明了这个长老，这些犹太长老怎么介绍这个百夫长。
So here shows how the elders of the Jews introduced the centurion.
他们觉得说，主啊，你应该要来去医好他的仆人，因为他是配得的。
They think that he needs to heal this person because that he is worthy.
原因就是他这个人是有爱心的。
And the reason is because this person is full of love.
他虽然是外邦人，可是他现在。他虽然是罗马的官员、军人，可是他却很爱我们的百姓。
Even though he is a Gentile, he is a Roman centurion, but he loves the people very much.
他也为我们建造会堂来敬拜神。
That he built their synagogue so that they can worship.
所以这个人他有一个敬畏的心。
So this person has a heart of fear.
第六节，主耶稣就和他们同去了。
And so because of this, Jesus went with them.
离那家不远，百夫长就托几个朋友来见耶稣，对他说，主啊，你不要劳动，因为你到我舍下来，我不敢当。
He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof.
那第七节他是说，我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。
And verse 7, this is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and my servant will be healed.
那他为什么会把主耶稣挡在外面啊？觉得说主耶稣你不必直接来我家。
And why is it that he has delayed Jesus outside the door and refused to have him come in?
第八节。
In verse 8.
他说因为我在人的权下也有兵在我以下，对这个说去他就去，对那个说来啊来他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事他就去做了。
In verse 8, for I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one go and he goes, and that one come and he comes.
那主耶稣听完他讲完这样一个信息之后，他说哇，这个人这么有信心。
And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed and turned to the crowd and said to him that he has great faith.
我们就看到这个百夫长其实也是一个很谦卑的人。
And we can see that the centurion, he is a very humble man.
他并不认为说他是一个军人是有权力的然后他就非常的威风。
He did not think of himself as a centurion, a person who needs to be feared and be honored.
但是他却反过来觉得说他不配去见主耶稣。
But on the other hand, he felt that he was unworthy to even see Jesus.
那他也 不敢劳烦主耶稣到他的家里来医治他的仆人。
And he did not even consider Jesus to come to his roof to heal his servant.
他相信主耶稣只要讲一句话，他的仆人就可以好。
And he believed that if Jesus only say one word, and that his servant will be healed.
那表示说，哎，你看他这个两个过程，这两个过程，他对请犹太的长老去请主耶稣来的这个时候，他心里面有一个在反省他自己。
And so that shows that when he asked the elders to invite Jesus come, he was reflecting.
因为他是一开始是请犹太的长老来请主耶稣到他的家里来医好他的仆人。
Because at first he has asked the elders to come to bring him under his roof to heal his servant.
那可是后来他想一想，哎，他这样子要求主耶稣好像不太对劲。
But he thought about it and he realized that it is not proper for him to ask Jesus to come under his roof.
所以他赶快想通了，要赶快派人去把主耶稣挡在路上。
So after some thought, he sent a servant and to delay him on his journey to his house.
他自己觉得不配。
He felt unworthy.
所以他觉得他请朋友去传话。
So he asked his friend to deliver the message.
你只要讲一句话，我的仆人就好。
That he said that only need to say one word and my servant will be healed.
他的原因是因为他本身是一个有权柄的人，他可以吩咐仆人来或去，就好像他是主人，他的仆人都听他的使唤。
And the reason is because he's a centurion, he has authority to tell people come and go.
哦，但是他想到我现在叫主耶稣来，主耶稣就来了。
And he thinks that if he tells Jesus to come now, and he comes.
他就觉得说，好像他把主耶稣当成一个仆人，他自己当主人，然后来使唤主耶稣。你来医好的仆人啊，主耶稣要听话，乖乖就来了。
And he feels as if he is a person with authority and demanding Jesus to come, and that Jesus has become his servant.
所以他觉得哇，那这样子他不敢当。
So he felt unworthy, and he felt he should not have asked him to come.
他不敢站在要去指挥主耶稣的这个位置上。
And he is afraid to stand the position where he gives authority and tells Jesus to come and go.
哦，所以他现在说，只要主耶稣讲一句话，他仆人就好。
And so he says that you only need to say one word and my servant will be healed.
他相信主的话语有能力。
He believes in the power of Jesus' words.
啊，真的，从神口中所出的话，句句都带能力的。
And it is true that every word from the mouth of God comes with power.
哦，这是对神来说，没有一件事情是不可能的。
And to God, there is nothing that is impossible.
而且神也可以用任何一个方法来行神迹。
And Lord God can also use any way to perform miracles.
哦，这个就是天使当时候跟玛利亚所讲的话。
And this is what the angel said to Mary.
如果我们看第一章，路加福音第一章。
If we look into Luke chapter 1.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
说因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For nothing is impossible with God.
就是说，你看我们中文在给他翻译的时候，他把它翻得比较白话，比较具体。
And the Chinese translation, the version is clearer and it is more concrete.
但是其实英文圣经跟原来的希腊文里面，它的意思就是，对神来说，没有一件事情是不可能的，就是每一件事情都可能。
But in the English translation and also according to the Greek original text, it means that nothing is impossible with God.
所以主耶稣讲的话，每一句话都有能力，都是会有功效的。
It means that every single word from the mouth of God brings power.
那表示说这个百夫长啊，他相信主耶稣他是谁。
And so this means that the centurion believes who Jesus is.
他只是听过人家传闻耶稣的事情而已，他没有真的亲眼还看过啊。
He have only heard of him, he have never ever seen him himself.
但他已经相信了耶稣所讲的话。
But he had already believed.
一句话就可以让他仆人好。
And with one word, his servant will be healed.
主耶稣就非常的稀奇了。
And so Jesus marveled at his faith.
我们看到说，你看这个百夫长他的信心有哪一些特质，有哪一些成分在当中。
And so let's look at his faith and what composes of his faith.
我们首先看到这个人本身。
Let's look at the person himself.
所以有时候我们在看说我们，哎，有时候我们信心好像我们祷告没有什么功效啊，有时候我们会有这种感受。
And sometimes we feel that our prayer is ineffective.
那其实我们要先反省我们到底是谁。
And first we need to reflect on ourselves on who we are.
我们如果看百夫长他这个人的特质啊。
If we look at the characteristic of the centurion.
这个百夫长他是有爱心的人。
He is a person full of love.
他宝贵他这个仆人。
that he treasured his servant.
他并没有说啊，仆人这么多，反正死了一个也无所谓啊。
He's not saying that because he has many servants, it does not even matter that one died.
只有这个仆人生病啊，要死的，赶快如果能够救，把他救起来。
He thinks that if he is sick and ill, that he tries to save him.
所以他就用他能够知道的，他知道的消息，主耶稣可以救人。赶快派人去请主耶稣来。
So he used what he have heard about Jesus healing people to try to save him.
所以他这个爱仆人的这个心呢，其实已经表现在他也爱这个犹太人这些众百姓上了。
So his love toward his servant also revealed that his love towards the Israelites.
那他的这个爱心让这些犹太众长老觉得说，他理应该得到神的恩典。
And that and his love toward the Jews, and that it shows that he is worthy to be for Jesus to come.
我们就看到说，其实这个人本身他是很关键的。
And so the person himself is a key point.
今天我们要跟主耶稣求什么事
？Today, if we're going to ask God for something,
我们一定要想到我们在神面前是不是个义人。
We must think about whether or not we are righteous in front of God.
我们是不是能够把主耶稣的道理把它活出来的人
？If we can live the words of God.
如果我们能够成为在神面前成为义人呢？
And if we can become righteous in front of God,
雅各书第五章第十六节就说，义人的祈祷所发出的力量是大有功效的。
In James chapter 5 verse 10, it says that the prayer of a righteous man is effective.
出于信心的祷告要救那个病人。
And that a prayer of faith will save the servant.
也就是说，你看，我们都希望我们的祷告是有功效的。
And so today we all wish that our prayers are effective.
那首先，我们一定要确定我们自己本身在神面前。是一个义人。
And first, we need to examine ourselves and make sure that we are righteous in front of God.
不能够像一般外边外邦不信神的人呢、啊，他们平常的时候可以为非作歹，什么事情都可以做。
We cannot be like the non-believers, the Gentiles who do what they like to do.
但是等到碰到困难的时候，需要求神的时候，就赶快来求神，那你要帮助我。
But when they face troubles and difficulties, they run to God and ask God for help.
啊，如果你帮助我解决这困难，我就要给你什么什么，就许愿，就好多好多。利益上的交换呢
？And that they give oath and say that if you help me in this and that, then I will give this and that to you.
那其实那不是叫信心。
But that is not faith.
那也不是真实的信仰。
And that is not a true faith.
对我们今天所信的这个真理来说。
And for the truth that we believe in today.
主耶稣今天要求我们的是我们人的生命，整个生命是改变的。
And today, what God requires of us is a transformation of our entire life.
我们需要在神的性情上跟他有份。
That we need to have the likeness of him.
也就是说，我们能够像主一样的这样的圣洁，又有爱心，又公义，又怜悯。
That we need to be holy and we need to be just and merciful.
能够像主耶稣能够这么样忍耐，什么遇到什么困难，他都不会发怨言，他一直都是很坚忍的要完成神的旨意。
And to be like Jesus Christ, who endures all things, and that he does not grumble or complain.
所以我们今天如果能够先想想我们自己是怎么样一个人。
So today, if we can think about ourselves, what kind of person we are.
然后再来看看我们的祷告能不能有功效。
And look at whether or not our prayers can be effective.
这就是这个百夫长他本身这个人所表现出的特质。
And this is one of the key characteristics that the centurion has proved himself.
那连别人都跟他都替他跟主耶稣说：“主啊，你一定要来帮助他，因为他是配得的。”
And so other people will tell Jesus that you must come because he is worthy for you to come.
那第二个，你看他这个人的特质。
And second, let's look at another of his characteristics.
这个人对主非常的敬畏。
Second is that he fears Jesus.
他不敢把主耶稣当作仆人来使唤来。差遣
that he's afraid to treat Jesus like a servant who he can demand him to come and go.
那这个就是今天我们的问题。
And so this is our problem today.
我们今天其实很多时候把主耶稣当作仆人来使唤。
Today, oftentimes we treat Jesus, Christ as a servant.
主啊，我需要这个东西啊。
We tell God that I need this.
你一定要来帮助我，
You must help me.
啊，来完成我的心愿呢。
You must fulfill my wish.
我们会把指挥主耶稣说要做这个事或做那个事，最好这样成全啊，不然这样不然如果不是这样不好。
And we will demand this and that and say that if you do not fulfill my request, then I will do it according to my will.
所以我们就看到，其实你看我们对主的态度是不是有像 这个百夫长这么样的敬畏呢
？So is our attitude like this of the centurion who fears God？
他知道他不可以这样做。
He knows that he should not do this。
因为当他要求主耶稣来他家里，主耶稣真的来以后，他觉得说：“哇，那我这是就是老板了、啊。”
Because if Jesus had come under his roof, then he would feel that he is a boss and that Jesus is only a servant.
这是他的敬畏。
And this is his God-fearing heart.
出于这个敬畏，他就相信主耶稣只要讲一句话，不用到人道，因为他觉得他的这个要求太过分。
Because he fears God, he believes that Jesus Christ only need to say one word and that he that his servant will be healed.
啊，所以你看，主耶稣就看到听到他这句话之后，跟他说：“哇，你这个人的信心真的是大的。”
And so when Jesus heard this, he marveled at his faith and praised him that his faith is great.
这么大的信心，当然他的仆人就好了。
And because of his great faith, his servant was healed.
第十节说
，In verse 10 it says,
那托来的人回到百夫长家里，看见仆人已经好了。
Then the man who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well.
当时主耶稣没有跟他说你的仆人现在马上好，他只是说哇，你的信心这么大。
At the time, Jesus did not say that your servant has been healed. He only said that you have great faith.
那个时候他的仆人就好。
But at that very moment, his servant was healed.
我们就看到主耶稣他的话语多么有能力。
So we can see how powerful the words of Jesus Christ.
那一个人的信心到底有多重要
？And we can see that how important it is. A person's faith.
那这样的一个这样的一个信心，我们现在如果再看另外一个例子。
And so if we look at another example.
那个第七章的第36节以后。
In chapter 7, verse 36.
36节以后，这个就是这个有罪的女人，她来膏主耶稣的这件事情。
After 36, it talks about Jesus anointed by a sinful woman.
那这个事件，我们以前在聚会的时候，我们曾经查考过的。
And we have heard the story many times before in our service.
那这个女人，她来带着香膏来见主耶稣，她也是出于信心来的。
And this woman who bought a jar of perfume also came in front of Jesus with faith.
因为当她知道主耶稣在这个法利赛人家里坐席的时候，她故意来的。
Because when she found out that he went to the house of the Pharisee, she came with a purpose.
她相信主耶稣能够赦她的罪。
And she believed that Jesus will forgive her sins.
所以因着这个信心，她现在来，她做了一些一般人都做不出来的这些作为。
And according to her faith, she came and did some things that were astonishing.
你看她用眼泪来洗主耶稣的脚。
That she wiped his feet with her tears.
她用她的头发去擦干。
She wiped them with her hair.
她一直去亲他的脚。
She kissed his feet.
她把她的这个尊贵的香膏抹在主耶稣的脚上。
And she poured perfume on them.
然后主耶稣就跟他说
，And then Jesus said to her，
他的许多的罪都被赦免了
，That her many sins are forgiven，
因为他的爱多
，Because she has much love。
好，那这一个事情，最后五十节主耶稣说、啊：“你的信救了你，你平平安安的回去吧。
”And in verse 50 at the end, Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
我们这里看到爱心跟信心是分不开的
，And we can see that love and faith comes together.
你看百夫长他的信心是他是对他的爱心是对人对他周遭的他所统治的这些百姓。
And the centurion's faith, love is towards those people who are around him, who he rules over.
让这些众犹太长老觉得说，这个人本来就应该配得神的恩典的。
And so the elders of the Jews feel that he deserved Jesus' healing.
那但是对这个有罪的女人来看
，And to this sinful woman,
他是对主的信心
，her faith towards Jesus，
然后他就把他的这些爱心表现在主的身上
，and she shows her love towards him。
他因着信心，他所做出的爱心，让他的罪被赦免了
，and according to her faith and her love, her sins are forgiven。
所以主耶稣说，他许多的罪都赦免，因为他的爱多。
And Jesus said to her that your sins are forgiven because of your love。
那所以你看，今天如果我们真的有信心的人呢？
And so today, if we are a person with faith,
我们一定会感受到主耶稣对我们的接纳。
We will be able to feel our acceptance from God.
我们会感受到主的爱。
We will feel His love.
然后我们会把这个爱回报在主的身上。
And we will return this love on Jesus.
那在这个过程当中，那个信心更加成长。
And in this process, our faith will grow.
然后，所以主耶稣最后跟这个女人说：“你的信救了你。”
And so in the end, Jesus tells this woman that your faith has saved you.
哦，所以这个 信心这么大的信心，它是跟爱心是联系的。
And so such great faith is connected to her love.
这个爱心是对人也对神。
That her love is towards man and to God.
那现在，通常我们就看到主耶稣在称赞人的信心的时候。
And so we see that when Jesus Christ praised people of their faith.
他都在强调人对他的单纯的信靠。
And he emphasizes on their reliance on him.
就单纯的，他很单纯，没有其他想法的信靠。
Their simple faith.
哦，那主耶稣曾经另外对迦南的妇人讲说：“你的信心是大的。”
And another occasion that he told a woman that your faith is great.
我们现在看跳过去看马太福音第十五章，因为这件事情在路加福音没有记载。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 15 because this is not recorded in Luke.
但是同样是。在强调他的大有啊很大的信心。
But this occurrence also emphasized on her great faith.
那刚好也是这个迦南妇人，她也是外邦人。
And this Canaanite woman, she is also a Gentile.
哦，这个第十五章的二十二节。
In chapter 15, verse 22.
她的女儿被鬼附着很苦，她来求主耶稣。
That her daughter suffered from demon possession and that she came and cried out to Jesus.
我们都知道主耶稣，你看一开始都不讲话，不回答他。
And we know that at the beginning Jesus did not respond to her.
然后之后就讲了一些话来考验他。
And that he would say a few words to test her.
但是这个妇人她都没有被这个话语啊吓到。
But this woman was not frightened by his words.
她非常坚持。
She was very determined.
因为她相信只有主耶稣才有办法解救她的女儿。
Because she believes that only Jesus Christ alone can save her daughter.
不管主耶稣说什么都没关系。
And no matter what he says, she does not care.
她只要得到这个桌上掉下来碎渣就够了。
That she only needs to eat the crumbs fall from the master's table.
哦，所以第二十八节。
And so in verse 28,
主耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的。”
He said, "Woman, you have great faith."
照你所要的，给你成全了吧。
Your request is granted.
从那个时候开始，她的女儿就好了。
And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
我们就看到这个妇人，她很单纯的相信，只有主有办法。
And so we can see that this Canaanite woman has a pure faith, and she believed that only Jesus can.
真的很单纯的相信主。
And she has simply believed.
那她的信心啊，让她的女儿得好。
And because of her faith, her daughter was healed.
好，那我们通常在看这些神迹的时候，我们都发出一个疑问呢。
And when we read these miracles, sometimes we will have a question.
因为我们都会想到什么叫信心。
Because we will think about what is faith.
比如说。这个百夫长他的信心，他有信心，所以他的仆人就得医治好了。
For example, the centurion, because he has faith, so that his servant was healed.
但是我们不能够很单纯的把信心跟得医治把它画等号。
But we cannot simply put an equation between faith and healing.
因为如果这个百夫长的仆人他如果没有得医治，是不是表示这个百夫长就没有信心呢？
Because if the centurion servant is not healed, does that mean that the centurion does not have faith?
当然，圣经里面所记载的是百夫长他的信心，所以他的仆人好了。
Of course, in the Bible, it records that his servant was healed according to his faith.
但今天在我们的生活里面，我们碰到的问题是，如果今天我们生病了，或者是我们所爱的人生病了。
But today in our daily lives, if we are sick or if we have people, our loved ones who are sick,
我们也会祷告，我们祈求神。
We also pray and ask God for help.
我们也希望这个病都能够得医治。
And we pray that this illness can be cured.
但是如果这个病没有被医治呢？
But today, what if the illness is not cured?
那是不是就这个人没有信心？
Does that mean that this person does not have faith?
只有被医治的时候才是有信心吗？
Does it mean that only when it is healed, it shows that this person has faith?
那另外一个问题就是。
And the other question is.
你看，今天我们人对神的信心，有时候我们都会想到说，那跟神的旨意好像也要联系啊。
And today we will think that faith relates to the will of God.
就理论上来说，如果我们有信心。
In theory, if we have faith.
那主耶稣就可以医治。
And that Jesus will heal.
可是事实上有很多的例子，我们周遭所碰到的就是生病祷告。很多人代祷，最后主耶稣还是把他接走了。
But in actuality, we have many examples of people around us who you have prayed with faith, yet they still were taken up by God.
那是不是因为这些人没有信心，信心不足，所以这个病没有得医治，所以他们就走了呢
？And is it because that these people are lack of faith, so that they were not healed?
还是说，哎， 本来主为神的旨意就是要把这个人接走。
Or is it because that it is God's will for this person to be received in heaven?
如果神的旨意不是要让这个人得医治，那我们再怎么祷告祈求也不会得，也不会看到病得医治。
And if it is not God's will for this person to be healed, then it doesn't matter how much we pray, then this person will not be healed.
所以有时候人家就会说啊，那愿主的旨意成全吧。
And so sometimes people will say, "May your will be done."
哦，那这样子，那人还需要祷告，还需要用出于信心为这样的事情祷告吗
？And if that is so, do men need to pray with faith?
那如果这样子啊，说凡事都是主啊，你的旨意成全，那这样需不祷告需不需要有信心
？And if everything is according to God's will, then do we need to ever pray with faith?
哦，这个是我们在信仰生活当中常常碰到的疑问。
And this is a question that often come up in our life of faith.
那首先我们要对这个问题信心的祷告，以及病得医治或我们的所祈求、我们所愿的得成全，要两个基本态度。
And so today we need to reflect on our attitude about faith and about healing.
我们要了解什么叫做出于确实的信心所做出的祈求。
And we need to understand that what is
这个祈求是出于确实的信心。
That this request comes from a pure faith, true faith.
另外一个就是这个祈求是出于交托神的信心。
And we need to reflect whether or not this request comes from relying on God.
你看，我们现在在读福音书里面，这个每一个来到主耶稣面前祈求医治的，或者是祈求得帮助的，每一个都得到了。
And today we are reading the gospel book, and we see that every person that has come to Jesus for healing were granted of their request.
他们来到主耶稣面前的时候
，when they came in front of Jesus,
他们都相信主耶稣一定可以医好他们。
They believe, they firmly believe that Jesus will heal.
他们都没有想到说，不知道神的旨意在哪里。
They never guess of where Jesus' will is.
哦，所以主耶稣如果不要就算了。
And they did not think that if Jesus does not want this, then it's okay.
他每一个要祈求主的人都是确实的相信主一定会怜悯，主耶稣有能力，而且一定会让他们好。
And every person that has come before him, that they have a firm belief that Jesus will have mercy on them.
啊，结果呢？你看，真的每一个人都得到他们所要的。
And as a result, all of them were granted of their wish.
就是病得医治，麻风得洁净。
That their illness was healed and that they were clean of their leprosy.
都是神迹就发生了。
And so miracle occurred.
这是为什么？你看，这个叫做我们对神所存的单纯的信心。我们确实相信主有能力，主也愿意。
And so this is about our pure faith in God that he will guide.
这个就是这个迦南妇人她的信心呢、啊。
And this is the faith of the Canaanite woman.
这个也是这个百户长的信心呢、啊。
And this is also the faith of the centurion.
那更是那个瘫子以及他四个朋友的信心。
And this is also the faith of the paralytic and his four friends.
因为路加福音第五章在记载这个瘫子的事情。
Because in Luke chapter 5, when it mentions about this paralytic,
这个瘫痪的，他是被他的四个人抬来要到主耶稣面前。
He was carried by four men.
但人很多，他们没有办法进到主的面前去。
And because there were many people that they could not come in front of Jesus.、
结果呢？你看圣经说，他们就没有办法了，就上屋顶去了。
So the Bible records that because there was no way around, so they went up to the roof.
从瓦间把他连褥子坠到当中，正在主耶稣面前。
That they have went up to the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus.
他们这五个人，你看他们有多同心。
And these five people, you can see that they have one heart.
他们多么相信说一定要到主耶稣面前就有救了。
That they have a strong faith that all they need to do is come before Jesus and that they will be healed.
所以他们是有爱心、有信心的。
So these people are people full with love and faith.
他们有耐心。
And they have endurance.
他们也很有创意。
And they were also creative.
碰到困难的时候，他们没有就说那，也许这个不是神的旨意，所以我回家吧，下次再来。
That when they meet troubles, they did not, they were not frightened to face it.
他们就是一定要利用这个机会，就是现在要把它。放到主耶稣面前。
That they hold on to this opportunity and put him in front of Jesus.
然后就上房顶去了。
And so they went up to the roof.
因为他们当时巴勒斯坦地的那个房子，他们的旁边，他们的屋顶是平的，他们在那个 房子的旁边有一个楼梯可以走上去的。
Because in the land of the Palestine that time, the roof is low, and that they could, there's a ladder next to the roof they can climb up.
那他们这几个人开始拆屋顶。
And so these people went up and moved the tiles.
他们没有想那么多，没有想说那拆一拆，等一下怎么办
？They didn't think much about what to do afterwards.
那个房子的主人会不会找他们算账
？That what if the owner of the house will come to them and ask them to fix it?
他现在就是一个目标，就是要把这个人放在主的面前而已。不顾一切。
They only have one goal, which is to put him in front of Jesus. Doesn't matter what.
因为他相信主一定会医治。
Because they have faith that Jesus will heal.
他没有想说哦，这个刚好这次这么多人，人家都不愿意让我们去，可能这个不是神的旨意，所以我们就算了吧。
They didn't think that because there's such a large crowd and that maybe this is not the right time for them to come.
这个叫做确实相信主必会医治。
This is called a firm faith, a unwavering faith.
那他们来了，真的。你看，主耶稣不但医好他，又跟他说你的罪赦了。
And since that they have came in front of Jesus, Jesus told them that your sins are also forgiven.
利用这个人，让众人可以了解主耶稣是有赦罪的权柄。
And from this, that the people may know that Jesus has the power to forgive.
他是从神来的。
That he is from God.
其实他就是神。
That he is God.
这些人，他们所表现出来就是出于确实的信心。到主耶稣面前来祈求。
And these people have showed what is a steadfast faith and that they have come from Jesus.
那所以今天我们在向主求的时候。
And so today when we ask of God,
这就是我们应该要抱的态度。
This is the attitude that we should have.
确实相信主
必能做成。That we firmly believe that Jesus will fulfill it.
那这个也就是主耶稣他所说的这个信心，如果像一粒芥菜种，他就可以移山倒海。
That if you even have a faith as small as a mustard seed, that you can move mountains.
马可福音第十一章讲。
And Mark chapter 11 it says.
如果我们相信我们所祈求的会实现。
If we believe what we ask will come true.
我们现在看马可第十一章第二十三节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 11 verse 23.
直接看二十三节对，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，驮在海里。他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
23, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to the mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him.
24节。
24.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
所以在这种情况下的信心是一直的相信神的应许。
And so this in this situation that you always believe in God's promise.
今天我们对主的认识跟信靠有没有这么样单纯确实呢
？And today our understanding of God and our reliance of God, do we have a simple faith like this?
今天很多时候我们在把这个神的旨意拿进来又想了。
And a lot of times we would bring the will of God into question.
但是接下来另外一个很重要的问题就是要能够交托给神。
But another very important question is that whether or not you will entrust it to God.
我们今天有这个确实的相信的祈求之后，我们求主耶稣。
Today we have a strong faith, and next is to ask God.
我们相信，即使我们没有得到我们所要的。
That even if we did not receive what we have asked for.
也必然有主耶稣更美好的安排。
That there is a better will, there's a better purpose for us.
因为我们知道主耶稣的意念高过人的意念。
Because we know that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他所做的每一件事情都是要会帮助我们的信心成长，他是对我们都有益处的。
That everything he does and do is for our faith to grow.
他有更高的旨意在我们身上。
That he has a higher purpose for us.
所以你看，像保罗一样。
And so like Paul.
保罗他身上有一根刺，他跟主耶稣求。
That he has a throne on him, and he prayed to God.
哥林多后书第十二章特别记载说，保罗三次求主之后。
And in 2 Corinthians verse 13, that he has prayed for the Lord three times to take it away.
神跟他说，我的恩典够你用。
And but God said to him that, my grace is sufficient for you.
后来保罗他就不求，他不用求了。
And so Paul no longer prayed for healing.
后来他才发现这根刺对他很重要。
Because he realized how important this throne is to him.
这一根刺就是要让他懂得能够时常警醒。
He realized that this throne is made for him to reflect and to be on alert.
不会因为他得了启示太大，我就骄傲离开神。
That not because he has received such a great revelation from God that he will one day depart from God.
他祈求神能够把这个赐拿走，神不要，其实是对他是好的。
So he prayed for God to take away his throne, and that God did not take it away. It is for his own good.
他交托给神。
That he has entrusted to God.
他现在身上那根刺对他来说就不是一个麻烦了。
So the thorn on him no longer becomes a problem.
他反而看到的是，哇，这个是神的慈爱，神的怜悯。
And yet he sees of God's mercy.
好，那。我们现在再来看另外一个例子。
And let's look at another example.
来看路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
那门徒他们一直跟着主耶稣以后。
That after the disciples have followed Jesus.
他们常常看到很多主耶稣行神迹啊。
They see many miracles performed by Jesus.
他们其实也看到主耶稣怎么样叫拿因城寡妇的这个儿子活过来的。
And they have seen how God raised the son of a sick woman.
第七章，路加文第七章第十一节，那拿因城的寡妇的儿子从死里复活。
Luke chapter 7 verse 11, it mentions that Jesus raises a widow's son.
那他们知道哦，主耶稣是生命的主啊。
And they know that Jesus is the Lord of life.
可是我们现在来看第八章。
And let's look at chapter 8, verse 22.
现在他们跟主耶稣一起在船上。
But now that they're on a boat with Jesus.
在这个船上的时候，主耶稣睡着了。
And on this boat, Jesus has fallen asleep.
现在海上起了大风浪。
And there was there was a big wave.
船已经满了水，就很危险，快要沉下去了。
That the boat was being swamped and that they were in great danger.
门徒赶快来叫醒他。
The disciples woke him up.
他说：“夫子，我们丧命了。”
And say that, Master, we are going to drown.
主耶稣醒了之后，就斥责那个狂风大浪，风浪就止住，平静了。
And when he got up, he rebuked the wind and the raging water, and the storm subsided.
然后二十五节。
In verse 25.
主耶稣对他们说：“哎，你们的信心在哪里、啊、
？”Where is your faith?
啊，他们又惧怕又稀奇，彼此说：“这到底是谁？”
And in fear and amazement, they ask one another, "Who is this?"
我们来看这些门徒他们的这些表现。
And let's look at the disciples.
他们的祈求，他们在船上呼求主。
That on the boat when they called out, Lord.
他们祈求主能够救他们。
They called to Jesus for him to save them.
可是主耶稣，就主耶稣看来，他说：“你们真没有信心。”
But Jesus Christ sees them and says that you, where is your faith?
你们信心到底在哪里啊？
Where is your faith that you have such little faith?
为什么主耶稣他会这样讲？
Why did Jesus said this?
因为其实他们当时候在求的时候是没有信心的祈求。
Because when they have first asked God for help, they did not ask with faith.
因为当时候他们是慌张害怕的。
Because at that time they were in fear.
他们想说我们就要沉下去，没命了。
That they thought that they were going to drown.
主啊，你还可以睡得着吗？
And they're saying that, Master, are you going to still sleep?
他并没有办法把他整个生命交托给主。
They were not able to entrust their entire life to Jesus.
他们忘记了主耶稣是跟他们一起在船上的。
And they forgot that Jesus is on the boat with them.
如果他们是真的有信心，
if they really had faith,
那他们也懂得交托，把这个生命都交托给主身上。
Then they know how to entrust their life to God.
那这样子，他们在祈求的时候，他们绝对不会慌张害怕。
That even when they ask for help, that they will not be feared.
他们不会很恐惧的说：“我们丧命了，我们已经灭亡了。”
They will not be scared and say that we're about to drown.
因为如果知道主在船上，那有什么好怕的呢？
Because if they have known that Jesus was also on the boat, what is there to fear?
因为主耶稣都可以叫死人活过来了。
Because even Jesus can resurrect the dead.
那我们在他旁边，他在我们旁边有，那我们一定可以很放心。
And that he's next to us, then there is nothing for us to worry.
所以你看，这个叫做出于交托。如果真的我们是出于交托的祈求，我们就很放心，我们就平安了。
So this is what it means by full reliance or full entrust. If we entrust to God, then there's nothing for us to worry.
我们如果有信心，对主真的有信心。
If we really have true faith towards God,
我们就不会惊恐害怕。
Then we will not fear.
我们所祈求的，如果没有按照我们所需要的得到。
And if what we ask for is not according to what we wish,
我们也知道说主一定有更美好的安排。
We know that God has a better plan for us.
我们不会去忘记主耶稣他是慈爱怜悯的。
We will not forget that God is merciful.
我们一定会看到主耶稣他更高的旨意。
And we will be able to see the higher purpose.
而且他一定跟我们一起承受，因为他在我们的船上。
And we will know that he is on the boat with us, and he is there with us.
他不会把我们丢掉。
He will not forsake us.
所以我们对主耶稣的 对主耶稣的更高旨意，不要误会他。
So we do not misunderstand him for his higher purpose.
所以我们今天在生活里面，我们可能会碰到一些困难、一些病痛。
So today in life, we might meet some troubles, tribulations, and illnesses.
我们其实可以很放心的、很确实的相信主，他一定会帮助我们。
And we can firmly believe that Jesus will help us.
用一个单纯的信心到他面前来祈求他。
We can come to him with a simple faith.
然后同时我们有一个交托的信心。
And at the same time, we need to learn to entrust.
因为知道主他必然看顾。
Because we know that he will take care of us.
他会以他更美的旨意来祝福带领我们。
That he will use his greater will to help us.
那我们一定在我们的生活当中会体会被主耶稣所赞美的这个这么大的信心。
And then in our life, we will be able to see when Jesus praises us for our great faith.
最后来看希伯来书第十一章。
And lastly, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope and certain of what we do not see.
第二节。
Verse 2.
古人在这信上都得了美好的证据。
This is what the ancients were commended for.
第六节。
Verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
这个信心是相信主他必会有所作为。
And this faith is the belief that God will act upon his purpose.
如果常常的去反省我们自己，能够让我们在神面前成为一个蒙喜悦的人。
If we reflect on ourselves and become someone who is pleased, who please God,
配合我们的信心，我们一定得到加倍的祝福。
And if in accordance to our faith, we will receive double the blessing.
我们会看到主的旨意。
We will be able to see His will.
我们会享受主的恩典。
And we will be able to enjoy His blessings.
愿主带领我们。
May God guide us.
我们再唱诗485首。
Let's sing hymn 485.